Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line now by the Assistant Director of Planning and Zoning, Patrick Leroux. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right, great. What were some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Yeah, we had a rather brief agenda for P&Z standards last night. We had 8 items for them were either postponed or withdrawn before we got to the meeting. The first item the commission took up was a re-subdivision at 401 and 403 Sound Beach Ave. The homeowner and property owner there wanted to merge the lots back from 2 to 1. That was approved by the commission. The second item we took up was called the Battle Hill Corporation. That is a moderate-income housing proposal at 62 Mason Street. Some people may have been aware of the tree hearing for a street tree removal request this week that was involved with this proposal. The commission did not decide on it last night. They had a number of issues that they wanted the applicant to look at and answer. A lot of it related to access to the building. If you know, even though the tree warden did agree that the tree could be removed, the commission was still asking the applicant to come up with reasonable alternatives to access the site, either from the rear. This site actually bridges between Mason Street and the public parking lot in the rear. They wanted to know if there's any way that they could get access from the town lot, keeping the streetscape more intact, and then also saving not only street trees in front of the building, but some of the trees that exist on the site. And there was a little bit of discussion about the architecture, which I think was fruitful, but the applicant has a direction to go in now. So the commission was not of the mind to approve it last night. They wanted to have a little more discussion about reasonable alternatives, and that'll be back either on the 9/17 or 10/1 P&Z meeting.
All right, so kind of massage then, right, it'll have to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The next item was Esther Chen. It's a conversion of a residential unit at 40 West Elm Street to an acupuncturist practice. The current tenants doesn't have enough parking per the regulations for the change from the residential to the business use, so the commission was talking with the applicant about ways that we could find parking. One that was suggested by the applicant was maybe leasing spaces from the Lutheran Church around the corner on Field Point Road, but the information wasn't there for the commission to really take action on that, but the applicant is going back and looking for alternatives to try to make the parking work for this change of use. The last item we heard was 12 Indian Drive. It's a house near the water and over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which requires a special permit. The applicant had some outstanding sewer issues that we were able to work through last night, and the commission vote unanimously approve the changes to that plan.
Okay. Pat, I was looking at the agenda.
Sure.
As you mentioned, a bunch of things were taken off. There was Clappard Ridge Road 214. Was that also taken off?
That was also withdrawn before the meeting last night.
Okay, good. And was there any discussion about the train station?
No. We're going to have we scheduled an additional meeting in September, September 26th. And we will be taking up the train station proposal as well as the MI, which was dealt with by the Board of Selectmen at the end of last month. So that will be, we'll be talking with the applicant again about the design and also the municipal improvement proposal that has to go to the Planning and Zoning before it goes on to the RTM.
Okay. And are you're still holding a workshop on the 19th then?
Correct. We are having a workshop for the POCD. It's going to be at 7 p.m. on September 19th at the High School Performing Arts Center. It is a workshop. It's an open discussion for people who have not yet talked to Katie or reached out after reading the draft to us. And it's just going to be a public forum, very open. And the results of that and how much feedback we get back to work on will determine how soon we bring forth I'll call it a final draft or a polished draft to the RTM for discussion there.
All right. You guys have so many things going on. I didn't clarify that the 19th is the workshop in the POCD, not on the train station.
Not on train station. No, so we have another a planning and zoning meeting on the 17th. We have the workshop for the POCD on the 19th. And the 26th of September will be another P&Z meeting, which will have the train station on it.
Okay. Any advance word on what's on the agenda for the 17th?
Yes. So there is a large home at the end of Windrose that's on the slate there. We also have a subdivision on Crown that's coming up. And I'm just looking at my list right now. Also, the commission is going to take up the use approval for 561 West Putnam, which is the corner of Valley Drive and West Putnam Avenue. That is right now currently the operations for Riverside Towing. Some people may be aware that it's been a subject of some nuisance complaints over the last year and a half with the way that they park their vehicles there and store, you know, repair vehicles. So that will be coming back on. We had a hearing about this earlier in the year, and it's announced back again with a new proposal for continuing that use.
Okay, also, and Pat, some of the items that were postponed, for example, Hamilton Avenue, Oak Ridge, when will they be on?
They will be on, if they do come back, they'll be on the 17th meeting. But as of right now, I don't have any direction from the applicant as to where they stand. They asked for more time to consider their options, and they'll be considering them up until the next meeting.
All right. So it's going to be a busy month of September, as you mentioned.
It is, yep.
Met last night, then you're on the 18th, 19th, and 26th, if I'm not...
17th, 19th, and 26th.
17th, yep. 19th, 26th. All right, great. Pat, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a while. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Pat Rowe, deputy or assistant planner for planning and zoning director for the town.